When I was 19, I almost died of Crohn's disease. I'd eaten a restaurant where it seems like I contracted food poisoning. So after eating the meal, I had very bad cramping, abdominal cramping, fever, and diarrhea. And then when I didn't feel better in 2 days, I went to the university health clinic. And they prescribed a Valium, which is a sedative. And they also told me to take hot baths and Tylenol. So after several days, I kept getting weaker and weaker. Going to the bathroom was like going number two was like turning on a water faucet, and I was still spiking a fever. So I went to the emergency room, and they said, "Well, I guess you have food poisoning. Not much you can do. Relax, rest. Here's some more Valium, and you'll get better." And then a couple more days went by, and I had probably lost 10 to 20 pounds from all the diarrhea. And I was running a fever. I was so weak, I couldn't keep any food down. So I was finally admitted into the emergency room. And unlike what's supposed to happen, I actually got worse. I was running 104 fever. I was hallucinating. I was put into intensive isolation, which meant that anybody that went into my room had to put on a gown, including a cap. And as soon as they left the room, everything was the gown and cap was to be burned. There was a receptacle at my door that says, intensive isolation, contamination, destroyed immediately. So that was it really wasn't empowering in terms of me recovering. One of the few good moments in the hospital was I saw the movie Walkabout, the Peter Weir film Walkabout, which is a very abstract movie, and I think it's about a love affair between an Aboriginal man and a blonde woman. And I was just tripping my brains out on Valium injections and weakness and sickness and hoping I'd get better. Well, one of the most fortuitous things that happened was is that after 10 days, I finally got a little bit better. Pretty much the main therapies that they used were antibiotics, mainly Flagyl, which was used at that time for inflammatory bowel conditions. They did a bunch of tests and to try to figure out what was going wrong, because this is the first time anybody had said that I might have Crohn's disease. Before that, I had been, well, when I was in high school, I was an athlete, so I was considered the kid with the cast iron stomach. And so then when I got to college and didn't exercise as much, things started to really break down. And so I one of the diagnoses at the time was spastic colitis. And so I tried so many things, you just can't believe it. So my parents first tried things like Pepto-Bismol and Kaopectate and Mylanta, Mylox. Then later, my family doctor actually prescribed Coca-Cola syrup for my abdominal pains. One time, the abdominal pain was so bad, my mom actually called my family doctor and said, "Well, how about if I give my son a Miltown?" A Miltown is an old line antidepressant named after a town in New Jersey. And family doctor called back and said, "Oh, well, we could try that." And I don't know if it made any difference. I was mainly at the University Health Center, mainly prescribed things like phenobarbital. They also tried charcoal. They also tried all kinds of antibiotics. None of them worked. And perhaps the worst is they talked me into, I didn't have much money as a student, so they talked me into having a colonoscopy without having any anesthesia. And I felt like I'd been sexually assaulted. So basically, what was fortuitous is at the end of my hospital sojourn, the doctor I had was a very good doctor, and he said, "Well, you may be a candidate for surgery because, frankly, drugs are not effective for this condition. And what they would do is take out part of your intestines, the diseased part, and eventually they may have to take out your total colon, and you go to the bathroom and back." He goes, "You're still a young man." And I'm not sure if he said this or I imagined he said this, but I think he heard him say something like, "So I'd look into some alternatives." And I said, well, what do you mean, like vitamins? He goes, oh, yeah, I'll be glad to write you a prescription for vitamins. So I went home with about a three-month dose of Flagyl, which every time I took it gave me abdominal pain, but it was worse than it was not as bad as the Crohn's disease. And then he prescribed some vitamins, and gradually I got better. But basically I started to try alternative medicines because, again, drugs and surgery probably couldn't help me. And so I tried acidophilus, and I tried all sorts of things, and nothing really worked. And then I remember my grandmother. My grandmother was a very simple woman. Recently I talked to my dad, and I said, did grandma only have like an eighth grade education? He goes, oh, no, she probably only had a fourth grade education. So she was a very simple woman, and she was very religious. And actually she healed people mainly through religious type healing. But in her own life, she was too poor to afford the Western medicines, so she used self-remedies, home remedies, and her number one favorite was peppermint tea. So kind of in desperation, I tried peppermint tea, and I think it helped. You know, I really was feeling like it was helping me. And then basically about a year later, I ended up working for a company that sold a formula very similar to Shugan. And I'd heard that some doctors in Europe were having some success with that formula. And so I tried it. You know, I heard that it might help my Crohn's disease. And, you know, it was amazing. You know, at the time, I would get these flare-ups lasting 30 days. And basically, all I could do is drink peppermint tea, drink chicken soup, and try to get through work as best as I could, and then collapse at like 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock. That was my life. So I started taking this formula that's very similar to the Shugan that we make, and I noticed maybe within a couple hours or a couple of days, you know, I have a lot less abdominal pain. So I kept taking the herbal formula, I kept drinking peppermint tea, and the flare-ups that used to last 30 days now only lasted about 3 days. And then 3 days turned into 1 day, and then 1 day turned into 3 hours. So basically, this is what led me to develop my first protocol and is sort of the genius behind all of these the protocols I'm going to share with you in a little bit. So my protocol was peppermint tea, Chinese herbs, and food allergy elimination. I think all three are very, very important in terms of healing with Chinese herbs and healing digestive disorders. So how and why I developed the protocol. So part of the problem was when I started studying Chinese medicine, it's important to know there were no English books. That's right, there were no English manuals on Chinese medicine or acupuncture. I think there was actually the Barefoot Doctor's Manual, but you couldn't really apply that to anything in terms of the patients that I was seeing or the people wanted to see me. Basically, I decided that I had to intern myself with people because I really wanted to get good at this medicine because it was helping me. So I thought that Chinese medicine was a real boon to humanity and certainly to Americans that had digestive disorders. So I wanted to learn everything I can, and because there were basically no books and schools weren't doing very much at the time with training herbs, herbally, I basically started to apprentice myself with various masters. So the protocols that I've developed over the last 30 years are protocols that have worked in my own practice and also in my mentor and my people I've studied with in their practice. And what's significant about the people that I studied with is, you know, most people, I know some very, very serious Chinese herbalists. And what they all do almost to a person is they go to China and they study for 6 months or 3 months in a hospital. Well, I kind of figured out that had nothing to do, you know, practicing in a hospital in China has like almost nothing to do with practicing in the United States. Part of the problem is that in the Chinese hospitals, in other words, it's good medicine. I'm not criticizing them for practicing herbs in the hospital. It's kind of great. But on the other hand, you tend to see the same patients day in, day out, the respiratory ward, the digestive ward, the gynecology ward. And my experience with American clients was, one person comes in with chronic pain, the next person comes in with whiplash, the next person comes in with irritable bowel syndrome, the next person comes up with infertility. So you really have to know how to treat all these conditions and also how to get good at treating these conditions. So I apprenticed myself not only with people who specialize in herbs, but people who specialized in the various specialties, so digestive disorders, gynecology, infertility, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the genesis of how and why I created the protocols. My protocol was Chinese herbs, peppermint tea, and food allergy elimination. Again, these are all things that I found very useful. So peppermint tea, bohe, is used in Chinese medicine, although it's not used like my grandmother used it for everything. So they use it for mostly wind, some headaches, and mostly wind, I believe it's wind heat conditions in Chinese medicine. But in the West, we use peppermint tea for also for digestive disorders, because there's naturally occurring chemicals in the peppermint which help reduce spasms. So that's why peppermint oil is actually in Chizyme, one of our digestive formulas. Food allergy elimination is something pretty much I came up with on my own, because I was studying. One of the things that I had experience with is helping people that are highly sensitive. Some of these individuals couldn't take any Chinese herbs. So I wanted to help them with Chinese herbs, but they were too sensitive for Chinese herbs. So I also studied nutritional medicine, and that's how I developed an understanding and appreciation of food allergy elimination. These experiences led me to write Healing Digestive Disorders. This is one of the best books which integrate Chinese and Western medicine for digestive health. I've had a lot of experience with immune disorders, cancer, HIV, and immune-related digestive disorders like inflammatory bowel disease. And then I wrote a book called Healing Skin Disorders, mainly because skin disorders are very difficult to treat with Chinese medicine. So we're not going to be talking about, in my clinically effective protocols, we're not going to be talking about a lot of skin disorders, because they're very difficult to treat. So what are the master protocols? So the master protocols are this idea of, you really don't know what to do, this is where you can start. So as an overview, the purpose of these protocols is really, if what you're using now and you use treating on the basis of traditional Chinese medicine and it's not working, try these. That's the intent of the protocol. Now, other practitioners, for instance, I have a friend named Brendan who's studied for a couple of years in China, and he likes to put together his own teas, but if they don't work, then he uses these protocols. But then I have a number of people who, for one reason or other, don't want to use bulk herbs, or their clients don't get good results with bulk herbs, and they certainly don't want to dispense any kind of nasty-tasting powders. So they use these as a frontline therapy. So if you do use the master protocols or any of the protocols in the book as a frontline therapy, please try to understand the reasons that we recommend it from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint. And in the odd event that they don't work, then you can basically try the more standard TCM type of approach. And I really say this because what I do is treat on the basis of TCM plus what works. Now, one of the things I find is that particularly Westerners that study Chinese medicine, they tend to use Chinese herbs in a very allopathic way. So if one skin, company A's skin protocol doesn't work, then we just go and try company B's skin protocol. But when you have difficult conditions, then you want to really think of TCM. So skin conditions, high blood pressure, these are all conditions where you need to know your TCM. Infertility is also one of these areas where you can get much better results knowing your TCM. So the intent of the master protocols is not to replace TCM. It's more of, if what you're doing now isn't working, or if you'd like to try these first, please just understand how they're working, and in the odd event that they don't work, where you can go from there. So my first way I like to begin is at the digestive system. So if the digestive system isn't working, then we want to focus there. And why we focus on the digestion first whether they have gynecology or they have pain or whatever they have, we do that because if a person can't digest, they can't digest their food. And if they can't digest their food, then they can't turn food into nutrients. So when I had the worst of the diarrhea and the Crohn's disease, I wasn't digesting anything. It all went straight through me. So I wish somebody at that point would have said, well, try Quiet Digestion or Chisine. So Quiet Digestion is a formula that's based upon Bohawan, which is a traditional formula. It contains one of my favorite ingredients, Shenshu, which is from barley. We're one of the few companies that have the barley Shenshu. And this is a good formula for digestive distress. Its cousin or sister formula is called Chisine. Now, these formulas were once identical. I modified Chisine because several of my colleagues came to me and said, you know, Andrew, you should really have a gluten-free version of Chisine. So the old version of Chisine had some gluten from barley shenshu, no wheat, but barley shenshu. So I reformulated Chisine. So Chisine has herbs for reducing cramping, digestive cramping, herbs for food stagnation. I have peppermint oil in this formula to stop gastrointestinal spasms. And then we have a full complement of digestive enzymes in this formula. So starting with amylase and ending with ditase, one of the ingredients in there is alpha-galactidase. This is the ingredient in Beano. So this formula is designed to break down carbohydrates, proteins, fats, dairy, and beans, and then with supportive herbs. So that's Chisine. And then Enteramend is a specific formula for people that have food allergies, and it's targeted to address people that have gluten intolerance. And since many people with gluten intolerance also have dairy intolerance, it also addresses dairy intolerance also. So I'll be talking a little bit more about Enteramend when I answer some of the questions that were posed in advance. One of the things that comes up frequently in an American population is constipation. Sometimes it seems like everybody over 60 in the United States has constipation. And obviously, again, you can get very detailed with the TCM, and some people have deficiency constipation. So in that case, they usually combine Eight Treasures or Marrow Plus for qi and blood nourishment along with this formula. But Aloe 22 works really, really well for those clients who have chronic constipation. 1 year, 5 year, 10 year. We've seen people in the clinic have 30 years of constipation. So for chronic constipation, consider Aloe 22. It works quite well. Okay, so if a person comes to you, you don't know where to begin, they don't have a digestive problem, and they seem like they're in stress, then we use the general stress protocol. And this works quite well across the board. And we use Calm Spirit with either Ease 2 or Ease Plus. Now, Calm Spirit is considered a heart yin tonic. It's based on Ding Shin Wan. And this is a very good formula for people that have insomnia, where they wake up frequently during the night, when they have panic attacks to the point where they may have some palpitations, they may have some spontaneous sweating. They're just very, very anxious. They have anxiety as opposed to being sad and depressed. So some people are so anxious that it feels like they're depressed, but it's really from anxiety. So a Calm Spirit is a great formula to use either by itself for anxiety or with the other herbs. And I'll tell you why the other herbs, how the other herbs work. So we combine Calm Spirit, typically 2 tablets of Calm Spirit, with either 2 tablets of Ease 2 or 2 tablets of Ease Plus. Now, we would definitely use Ease Plus if the person has a strong constitution. So if we have time, we'll talk about addictions. And one of the formulas we use to reduce the cravings is actually Ease Plus. And that's because people that oftentimes have addictions have a very excessive personality. So we would use Calm Spirit with Ease Plus if the individual has a strong constitution, they tend to constipation, and they may have some addictive personality. On the contrast, Ease 2 is for somebody that has a weak constitution. They may have loose or alternating stools. And one of the modifications we made of the classical formula, which is called Chaihu-Guazhir-Tong, is that East 2 has more kudzu, which is gugen, and this is very good for shoulder and neck tension. So if you have somebody that has a weak constitution, shoulder neck tension, loose or alternating stools, then you could combine Calm Spirit with Ease 2. So the general stress protocol is you use Calm Spirit with Ease 2 or Ease Plus, and this protocol has been incredibly useful. We've had people that are psychiatrists saying, you know, I prefer this protocol for my own family than using a drug like Buspar or one of the anti-anxiety drugs. So these things really work. And so Ease Plus, again, is for more excessive personalities, excessive body types. We have the oyster shell and the dragon bone, which is the longgu. In the Ease 2, we have a ginseng and some herbs that are more nourishing and more supportive. So that's why this is a better formula for people who have weak constitution. This is the Chaihu-Guazhir-Muli-Longgu-Tong formula. East 2 is the Chaihu-Guazhir-Tong formula. So it combines a minor blue dragon, Chaihu-Tong, with Guazhir-Tong, which is the cinnamon twig decoction. So if you have a person that you come to them, you don't know where to begin, they have a lot of confusing signs and symptoms, they may have problems with dieting, they may have problems with anxiousness, they may have problems with pain, then we use the insomnia protocols. And so basically in my other protocols in the books, like the clinical handbook and also in the tapes, we talk about more about treating insomnia in depth. But the quick insomnia protocol is to use schizandrogenes before bed. And I developed this protocol because, again, many of my colleagues were using formulas like Dingxuanwang, like the Calm Spirit, or like Weipitang, which is like Shenjian, and they weren't getting the results. And so when I started suggesting schizandrogenes about an hour before bed, either by itself or with some sleepy time tea, then all of a sudden people were able to reverse long-standing insomnia. So the formula of choice for about 80% of the people is schizandrogenes. For the minority of the clients, some people actually, valerian is in schizandrogenes, and it's one of the best sleep aids, natural sleep aids. And there's a lot of research in Europe showing that it has an ability to, similar ability than prescription drugs to help promote sleep. Some of the studies it works almost as well, and some of the studies it works not as well. But the main thing about schizandrogenes or valerian specifically is there's fewer side effects than the Western chemical insomnia aids. So in some people, one of the explanations for the converse reaction occasionally you'll see in 20% of the people is that the valerian is too warming. So if the valerian is too warming in the schizandrogenes, we would suggest Griffinex, which is a natural type of 5-HTP, instead. And Griffinex is a very, very nice formula. It's a natural extract of tryptophan, and we use this both for insomnia and also for during the day if people also have anxiousness and restlessness. They can also use Griffinex in the day. So consult your Health Concerns Clinical Manual or our website if you have questions about how to use it, because the dosage at night is different from the dosage during the day. So we looked at the ingredients of schizandrogenes. We have valerian, and one of my favorite herbs, California poppy, which is the native plant. You know, like the flags have the bear in California. Well, poppy is the state plant. Griffinex, again, is extracted from Griffonia seeds, and it contains hydroxytryptophan, which is much safer than L-tryptophan, which was involved in the side effects in the 1980s. So now I want to get into some of the mainstream protocols. So again, if you don't know, you see a client, you don't know where to begin, and they have digestive problems, first treat the digestion. If their digestion is fine, you don't know where to begin, then use the general stress protocol. If they don't seem to be under a great deal of stress, they don't seem to have digestive problems, but they have insomnia, consider the insomnia protocols. Helping somebody sleep will help reduce their pain sensations, will help reduce their weight, will help them feel more calm during the day, will help actually their mental performance during the day as well. So insomnia is very, very important. And then we'll go into some of the more straightforward protocols. Some of these, some people have asked me about these. Other are conditions where these are protocols that just work, you know, in the clinic. So many times we have clients that feel adrenally fatigued. They may have a disease, a low adrenal function on the basis of Western stress tests. They may be diagnosed with Addison's disease. And they may just be very tired, either temporarily or been very tired from a chronic illness. So these are conditions why I developed adrenosine. Adrenosine is an east-west blend, and it's a combination of adrenal cortex with PAC, which is can be seen as a super concentrated type of B6, pyridoxal alpha ketoglutarate. And then I've combined this with Chinese herbs, which are used for treating neurasthenia or nervous exhaustion. So I use adrenosine if I'm at a 3 or 4 day workshop and my brain is like a wet noodle on Sunday and I just can't think, then I'll take a tab or two of adrenosine. My clients, I might also use adrenosine if, let's say, there's a death in the family and I have to drive all night. I might take adrenosine just to help keep me up. We don't recommend using adrenosine solely for performance enhancement. It's mainly used for people that have fatigue, either long-standing because they have a chronic illness, or more short-standing, they're just under a lot of stress and pressure. But if they're tired and fatigued and possibly adrenally burnt out, then consider the adrenosine. I won't have time to talk about dosages so much, but dosages all can be found in our clinical handbook, which is available in hard copy and also available on CD and also available on our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. So one of the formulas we developed more recently is called channel flow. And although the best way to treat pain is to do a TCM workup, we don't always have that available. So we don't always have the remedies available for every single manifestation of a pain treatment in terms of Chinese herbal medicine. So one way of considering channel flow is you might start to use it if a person has chronic or acute pain until you get the right remedy from Health Concerns or your herbal supplier in your door. That would be one way. Another way you might consider using it is, let's say somebody has post-surgical pain or cancer-related pain. Well, they're not going to want to drink any nasty tea. They're not going to want to drink any gritty powder. And channel flow is a tablet form, a concentrated tablet form that they can take that has analgesic properties. And I've had a lot of experience helping people get off opiates using channel flow or helping reduce their usage of Tylenol and nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory type medications. So always consider channel flow. It's a great formula. One of the acupuncture schools in Santa Barbara, you know, they always stock two formulas, channel flow and SPZM. SPZM is for spasming type pain. Channel flow is used for more fixed pain associated with either acute treatment, acute surgery, post-surgery, acute accident, or more of a chronic pain. Now, the third way you can think of channel flow is, let's say that you are using something, a tea or a powder or another Health Concerns formula, and you just want some added analgesic activity, then consider the channel flow formula. So typically, if it's used by itself, typically the dosage is 3 tablets, 3 times a day. It can be even be used 4 times a day in a pinch. Or if it's used as an adjunct, it's usually used 2 tablets. 3 or 4 times a day. Okay, so now let's look at injury treatment. Guess what stupid thing Andrew did the other day? Oh, actually just yesterday. I grabbed a too hot cup. Well, it's pretty stupid because glass is a conductor of heat, and I was burning a candle in a cup. I grabbed it, and I thought I could make it to the bathroom, but it actually burned my hand. And so I did what most red-blooded Americans did. I reached for the ice. And as long as I kept the ice on the affected area, I was okay. But the minute I took the ice off the affected area, it was really in a lot of pain. So I went to the medicine cabinet, and I took out my Resinol K, and I slopped it over my finger. I covered my finger with a bandage, and voila, no more pain. This is an amazing formula. We're talking about Resinol K. So Resinol K is particularly good for topical administration, and you get your best results using it soon after an injury or surgery where acute pain is possible. In martial arts, they consider this a ditta or hit medicine because oftentimes people that engage in martial arts get hit and banged up all the time. This is a wonderful application of this formula. And again, now a modern application, and this is why we talked about clinically effective protocols from Andrew's perspective. You know, I see a lot in my clinic in Oakland, California, used to see a lot of weekend warriors. People played tennis over the weekends, or even people played basketball every day or aerobics every day. That's a sport, or dancers, hardcore dancers. So these people needed to perform every day, sometimes for hours and hours on their feet and hours in motion. Some of the professional athletes were like this. So they're always getting banged up, and their ligaments and tendons are always kind of aching and hurting. So for these people, we actually recommend Resinol K topically before the event. So if you have tendonitis in the knees, you apply some Resinol K to the knees before working out. If you have a bad elbow, tennis elbow, you can apply it to your elbow. So the key is a little bit goes a long way. Rubbing it into the area is very good. If you have a very large area, I was treating a judge once at chronic back pain and several back surgeries, and actually because it was whole back hurt, we actually had him take a combination of Resinol K with olive oil, 3 parts olive oil, 1 part Resinol K, and his wife actually massaged his back, excuse me, once a day. And within 2 weeks, he was like a new man. He was like, I can't believe it. No acupuncture, no other herbs, just the topical administration of Resinol K. Now, I don't recommend it just once a day. I recommend at least 2, 3, 4 times a day. The more, the merrier. And a little bit, again, goes a long way. I must say that the formula can stain, so the best way to use it is at night, put on an old shirt. If you're wearing a dress shirt or dress pair of pants, just make sure that the area you apply the Resinol K, typically after detoxifying the area with like alcohol or soap and water and then alcohol, then you apply some Resinol K to, you know, debrief or clean the area. Then you apply your Resinol K, and then you just put a bandage over it, and that helps protect your clothing so it won't stain. Then we also have Resinol E, which is available to be used internally as well. Same herbs, but we've added the proteolytic enzymes. So earlier we saw some enzymes for digestion. These are the proteolytic enzymes, which are used to help break down fibrin. And they also have studies showing that taking the enzymes, boxers and soccer players taking enzymes before the event actually have much less pain and swelling than those who do not take the enzymes. So this is an east-west blend consisting of proteolytic enzymes with Chinese herbs for the acute injury treatment. Then we want to look at the cold and flu protocols. So one of the frequently asked questions is, what's the difference between cold away and Isatis Gold, and when would I use each? So cold away is related to Yin Xiao and Gan Mao Ling, and this is just a great formula to consider for the first stages of a cold or flu. I also recommend this formula for people who are doing a lot of traveling or on buses, crowded buses where people are sneezing and coughing on them, or for school teachers to use this cyclically, like one day each week, especially if it's cold and flu season, a lot of people are breathing on you. Isatis Gold is a very strong formula, so anytime you have like a more heavy viral involvement, we would recommend Isatis Gold. Isatis Gold is an east-west blend and has Isatis extract, Qingye, and Balangan, and also Echinacea leaf and root. So this is a very powerfully anti-viral type of approach. So when in doubt, I would use the cold away. It's a more gentle formula. If you have a high fever or other signs of heavy virus, consider the Isatis Gold. I can't tell you, we've had some I'm afraid the FDA will come and arrest me, but we've had some people have used this for SARS and some other very West Nile and some very, very serious viral conditions. One of the things about using something like Isatis Gold is if you use a lot of it, you may get some loose stools. So that's just a sign that you back off the dosage. You don't stop taking it, you just back off the dosage. That's a known effect of Chinese herbs because, remember, from every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So we remove, in this case, the virus and bacteria through the feces, and that causes increased bowel movements. So again, cold away is a combination of yin chao and gan meling. It's good for all constitutions. Isatis Gold is a strong formula and best for stronger constitutions. Some of our clients in Oakland, California, when we used to do the clinic, they were people who went to Chinatown anytime they got a cold and flu, and they became tolerant. They built up a tolerance to yin chao, and these Chinese herbs didn't work anymore for their cold and flu. So those type of folks, we switched to Isatis Gold because it's an east-west blend. Conversely, we'd have clients from the suburbs who'd come in, and they've been taking echinacea every day of their life for the past 5 years and noticed, hey, wait, echinacea doesn't work anymore for colds and flus. So for those clients, we'd switch them to cold away. So you can develop a tolerance to herbs, and so that's one of the reasons you don't take the same herbs day in, day out, every day. You want to mix and match and ideally treat by the constitution, but if you can't be thinking in terms of the constitution, the other shoe that fits is have they taken similar herbs or formulas before, and that might explain if your therapy doesn't work, why it didn't work, because basically the body has built up a tolerance to those herbs. And this also explains why Chinese herbs might actually work more strongly for Westerners than people in China. So people in China, like particularly in Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, they grow up using Chinese herbs. Some of them grow up taking herbs, you know, a little bit of rhubarb when they're just a few days old to help cleanse the intestines. So Westerners typically have stronger effects from Chinese herbs, and sometimes those Chinese stronger effects are miraculous. Sometimes they manifest itself in sensitivities. So it's just something to keep in mind. So for addictions, we may not have a long time to talk about this exhaustively. And I'm not really saying that people really shouldn't do programs. I think programs can be very, very important. But like my friend said, I said, do you believe in alcohol and drug treatment programs? And my friend said, well, for my ex-wife who had court-ordered AA, it didn't work. And for my brother who had court-ordered AA, it didn't work. And for my patient who really, really, really wanted to be clean and sober, the program worked like a charm. So you always have to make sure that the person really wants to change the addiction. But one formula that can be very, very useful to counter the cravings associated with addictions is the Ease Plus formula. And we talked a little about tolerance here. Edema. I've got a great protocol for edema. It's called Drain Dampness. This works tremendously well. So basically, some of my relatives used to have problems flying. So their feet would get all swollen when they flew. So I said, very simple, take two to three drain dampness before the flight, take two or three drain dampness during the flight, and two or three drain dampness after the flight. And lo and behold, no edema. So this is a really wonderful formula. Now, if you're treating in terms of Chinese medicine and treating chronic edema, you really need to look at why the person has the edema. So when I say that this is a startling effective strategy, we use this more only for short-term edema. For long-term edema, we really need to get at the cause of what's causing the edema and address it accordingly. Similarly, I have a great protocol I developed in the 1980s for herpes. Works really, really well. It involves using astrocytes both as a preventive and also at the prodromal stage of herpes. So apparently people that have get herpes attacks, they feel a tense itching and burning, and they go, geez, I know I'm going to get an attack. So if that happens to you or one of your clients, take 9 tablets right away of astrocytes. And sometimes you have to repeat the 9 tablets. So you either use 9 tablets once or 6 hours later if you still feel like you're prodromal, then you take 9 tablets again. And I would say 80% of the people are able to knock out the herpes infection. So similarly, if we have older folks or even younger folks that have herpes zoster, which is shingles, they might take astrocytes all the time, basically, or for several years, just to keep attacking that virus and to prevent a herpes outbreak, a shingles outbreak, which can be extremely painful. Now, if there is pain and the actual outbreak along the liver channel, then we use Coptis Purge Fire. If it's more of a condition like post-herpetic neuralgia, then we use Clear Heat. So think of Clear Heat when it's more total body pain and heat signs. Think of Coptis Purge Fire if there's liver heat or liver fire. Now I want to talk about protocols for gluten intolerance. So one of the main protocols, of course, for gluten intolerance is to get off gluten. And if people are not willing to go off gluten completely, then at least you want to rotate it no more than one a day, once every 3 days. And if we're talking about wheat, try to get people to think about non-wheat containing gluten intolerance. My own experience is that very few people have intolerance to non-wheat gluten containing products, but the people certainly do have a problem with wheat allergy as well as gluten intolerance, especially associated with wheat. So ideally, nobody really needs wheat, so ideally I think we all should be wheat-free. Gluten may not be the bad guy for everybody. Certainly, if a person tends to gluten intolerance, they shouldn't use gluten or non-wheat gluten more than like once a week or maybe once every 3 days. So one of the formulas I developed is Enteramend. I was seeing more and more people with digestive and immune disorders tied to wheat allergy, celiac disease, or gluten intolerance. So that's why I created the Enteramend. It's an enzyme formula, and the emperor herb, which is protease 6, has 500 units of DPP-4 activity, and this is known to help counter or help the body remove gluten molecules from the body. So one of the problems is that people can go on a gluten-free diet and they still have symptoms because trace molecules of gluten remain in their system and are continuing to inflame the gut. So what's exciting about the Enteramend is this group of enzymes has actually been shown in models of the gut to reduce inflammation and also counteract the effects of gluten and wheat intolerance. Now, if somebody has wheat allergy, they need to avoid wheat. If they have gluten intolerance, they need to minimize gluten. And if they have celiac disease, it means that they can't tolerate any gluten at all. So if somebody has celiac disease, then don't use any wheat or any gluten-containing foods. I've done several teleseminars and continuing education classes on gluten intolerance, so I suggest checking our websites for more information. But the only time a celiac disease would even consider using Enteramend is if they have intestinal inflammation, and this will reduce their inflammation, if they still may have gluten molecules in the body, or if they're in a situation where they can't control their diet. So sometimes they, you know, might go to mom's house and mom might say, oh dear, I know that you have celiac disease and can't eat any wheat, so I got some oatmeal toast for you. Well, oatmeal, most oatmeal is contaminated with gluten, so that's not going to work. So in that case, so you need to really consciously avoid any type of gluten or things that might contain gluten. But if you really can't control it, like you're at a restaurant or at a relative's house, then you can use Enteramind before and sometimes after, and sometimes if you need to after as well for symptoms. So let's go for a few more protocols, and then I'll address the questions that have been submitted in advance. If I don't get to your question, please feel free to resubmit it through our herbal helpline, which is available by phone at 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, or by email at herbalist, H-E-R-B-A-L-I-S-T, herbalist at healthconcerns.com. So let's look at polylipid. Polylipid is a combination of citrus and palm fruit with a palm fruit extract. And this is very, very promising for cholesterol. So if your clients have either had toxic reactions to Lipitor or want to avoid the Lipitor class of statin medication, consider polylipid. It basically, clinical trials have suggested that just one of the ingredients reduces LDL cholesterol by 27%, triglycerides by 34%, and it also has a positive effect on the good HDL cholesterol as well. So consider polylipid as a cholesterol, anti-cholesterol formula. For enlarged prostate, I have had excellent results over a long period of time, well over 10, 15 years of Essence Chamber. So sometimes some of you on the Herbal Helpline ask me to comment on other people's products, and I usually am not able to do that for time constraints, but it's embarrassing how many times another company has copied Health Concerns and then promoted as their own invention. So Essence Chamber is really one of the first salt palmetto formulas on the market. And again, I like to use East-West blends to give better results. So salt palmetto works just fine by itself, but the added ingredients in this formula make it really a superlative choice for, particularly for men that have may have some prostate cancer in their family history, or they may have enlarged prostate. I'm going to kind of wind down the protocols. I can't skip the epilepsy protocol. So back in the 1980s, I saw actually John Bastier Clinic called me up and said, you know, we have this, I guess the word is brittle epileptic, but she was having like 5 seizures a day, and they weren't controlled by medications that were available at that time. And so they actually called me and said, well, what can you recommend? And I did some research and actually found that in Japan they were using a combination of these two ancient formulas, Ease Plus and Ease 2, to help people with epilepsy. And this protocol has just been amazing. So you use Ease 2, 2 tablets, and use Ease Plus, 2 tablets, and Ease 2, 2 tablets, 3 or 4 times a day. And I would say just about everybody is either able to eliminate their seizures, or if it's a particularly brittle case, they're getting significantly less seizures a day. So the most seizures we ever treated was somebody who got over 30 seizures a day, and with this protocol, they were able to get down to 5 seizures a day. So some people are 5 seizures a day, only have 1 seizure a day. I know of some people who just take this and then they don't have any seizures. So works amazingly well. So the bottom line is that I've created many clinically effective protocols. They're all on our website under the clinical tips section. The good news is we're improving our website even more, but there's a ton of information if you sign on as a professional customer. So for health professionals only, you can go to the healthconcerns.com/pro site and get a lot of good information, such as the clinical tips, webinars, and also continuing education classes as well. So I think I better stop for right now, and I better answer some of the questions that have come in advance, called up in advance. And then if I do have time, I will get to questions that have been called in later or come in now. So if I do run over, I apologize, and we may, and if I didn't answer your question, please resubmit the question to our herbal helpline. So the first person says, would Enteramend be successful in treating and curing celiac disease? And I would put it this way. I would say that celiac disease clients can benefit from Enteramend, especially if they have inflammation in the intestines, or you're trying to rid the body of the gluten molecules. But anybody with celiac disease needs to strictly avoid any and all sources of gluten. Let's see, some people asked me about marijuana use, and I just want to say quickly, one of the formulas that can be used if people are trying to get off medical or non-medical marijuana is the Ease Plus to help deal with some of the cravings caused by withdrawing. The other thing is that in treating people that have been addicted to marijuana for over 20 years, I can tell you a lot of these people are very spleen deficient in terms of Chinese medicine, and the heavy users may also have problems with blood sugar. So you want to look at their spleen function and consider formulas such as like Shenling, or formulas like such as Source Qi, and formulas such as Adrenosine to help the adrenals cope, because basically people can get a an adrenal buzz actually off of the sativa type of marijuana because it's more stimulating, whereas the indica form is more sedating. Let's see, for autoimmune and thyroid protocols, I would consider our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. Let's see, somebody asked a question about advanced maternal infertility. The best thing to do would be to consult the webinars that I did. I did a whole series on treating infertility with Chinese medicine. And I've had some results, good results, using either Fertile Garden or Maternal Herbal. So if you want, if you're doing mainly acupuncture and you want a simple adjunct, then read about either Fertile Garden or Maternal Herbal in our clinical handbook. But if you want really the whole enchilada and really want to treat infertility with Chinese medicine, then I suggest the infertility series, which is a four-part series where I really go down to the TCM, break down the TCM, and which part of the cycle you use, which remedies, etc. Experimentally, for serious viruses, somebody asked about West Nile, I would consider Isatis Gold, but in some cases, emergency room might be a better treatment. So you really, one of the problems in the SARS days, like in Hong Kong, was that the hospitals were totally overwhelmed. Like you couldn't be seen in a hospital because they weren't seeing any more patients. So if you can't get into the hospital, then you consider something like Isatis Gold. But you know, really you want to monitor the patient because some of those folks really need to be hospitalized. Somebody asked about autoimmune kidney disease. Again, that would be a good one to consult our clinical tips and also our clinical handbook. And then if you have a specific case study, please email about this. Somebody actually asked about adrenal fatigue and thyroid issues. So one of the formulas we may want to consider for either adrenal deficiency or for low normal thyroid is this adrenosine formula. So adrenosine is a really good formula to consider anytime there is some fatigue, low adrenals, and normal low thyroid. So for real moderate to major thyroid deficiency, you really need thyroid hormone, and Andrew's favorite is Armour Thyroid. It's a natural source, but it is available through prescription only. But if a person has a mild low thyroid or adrenal fatigue, adrenosine is a great formula. Nasima asks a really good question. How to get the best patient compliance when recommending herbs? So that's a really good question. So I think you really have to talk to people. And I would say that at least 10 to 20% of the people in the clinic that I saw, I had to really say, do you really want to get better or not? if you don't want to get better, it's okay. Just don't take the herbs. Don't follow my advice, and you'll be in the same boat. If you want to change directions, you've got to take some herbs. So, and sometimes people go, oh, I took one and I couldn't swallow anymore. Well, you know, you may have to explain to people how to swallow a pill. This is how people think you should swallow a pill. They get all the gather all the pills they could possibly take in their handful, and they somehow shove it down the gullet, and then they take a sip of water, and they wonder why they have acid regurgitation. This is how you take pills. Let me listen to this. You swallow some water, gulp. Then you take one pill, gulp, and swallow some more water, gulp. And then you swallow another pill, gulp, and some more water, gulp, and so on and so forth. So, you know, anytime you're taking supplements, you need to be drinking or herbs. You need to be taking plenty of water. It's very, very important and true. You know, people, supplements can get stuck in people's throats. It's because usually and cause acid regurgitation. It's not because they have allergic reaction. They're not drinking enough water with the supplements. So make sure the clients are drinking plenty of water. Really decide, do they want to get better or not? You know, I remember one of my favorite cases was a woman that I saw. A friend of mine was giving, I gave a lecture, and a friend of mine was giving me a ride to the airport. And she says, you know, I have this client, and you know, I just wish you would stop drinking iced tea. And she's really rich, and she comes in every week, and, you know, she's just not making the progress. I don't think she can make any progress if she continues to drink iced tea. And I said, well, does the person like you? And she goes, oh, yeah, she likes me. She says, I'm the best practitioner she's ever seen. I go, well, you have a connection, and there's ways that this, there's ways that you're helping this woman that you're not even aware of. And if she wants to drink iced tea and she wants to take herbs and acupuncture, let's just go with it, okay? As long as she's taking her herbs and getting her acupuncture, that's the least of my concern. But sometimes people have just such a terrible diet that, you know, that they just can't even swallow more pills. So you really, I think it really all, compliance really goes down to, one of the reasons that I founded Health Concerns was to make these Chinese herbs available in tablet form because it was easier for compliance. You know, even with the master clinic, even working in the master's clinic, some people are not going to take the bulk herbs. They're going to get tasted lousy. It smelled bad. I didn't like it. Forget it. You want me to take that? You know, my mentor, Dr. Fung, would prepare, you know, design a formula. I'd fill it, you know, and it'd be a big bag of herbs. And they'd go, you want me to take that? Well, some of the people would be like, wow, man, that is the coolest thing in the world. So, but, you know, again, if people, oh, this is another master program. One of the people I stay with is Dr. Sito, who's one of the founders of acupuncture anesthesia. If somebody came to her and says, well, I don't want to take the herbs, she'd say, no problem. We'll do acupuncture 3 times a week. So do you want to come in 3 times a week for acupuncture, or do you want to take herbs? These are the type of questions that you need to address people's compliance issues. And really, it all comes down to do they want to get better or not. You can't want the treatment more than the patient wants the treatment. Always remember that. That's perhaps the biggest lesson of healing I've ever learned. You can't want it more than the patient. Somebody asked about yin deficiency and phlegm. I don't really see that as being an issue. For instance, one of our formulas called lily bulb, and it contains herbs for phlegm and herbs for lung yin deficiency. You can always add a lung tonic like that formula, lily bulb, and use add a formula like clear phlegm. So the key is if you're treating somebody that has both lung yin deficiency and they have phlegm, you need to use a lot more yin tonics and a lot more lily bulb than you use a formula like clear phlegm. Okay, so let me see if I can get to the questions that have come in since the webinar started. Fortunately, we didn't get to all the protocols due to time constraints. Did want to mention that we're also available by both phone and email. Email is much better if you have a formal case history. If you have a simple, quick one or two sentence question, then we can address that with over the phone. But for longer, that we would want to get an email. So Deborah asked me about a protocol for those with chemical sensitivities. Again, for chemical sensitivity, some of those people are not going to be candidates for Chinese herbs. Some of those folks are not going to be candidates for herbs in general. And some of them can't even tolerate nutritional supplements. So I would first look at the master protocols, like working with their digestion. Since Enteramend deals with food allergies, I would consider Enteramend. And just go slowly. You might want to start half a tablet or one tablet a day and build up. But realize not everybody you can help with herbs that has chemical sensitivities. This is a very good question. Somebody says, won't golden seal and echinacea exacerbate immune disorders? So this comes out of massive this is one of the reasons you have to be very, very careful about herbal information on the internet. And this is why you might tell a person, you know, you say, Carolyn, you know, I can really help you with the chronic fatigue and digestive disorders. It'll take one acupuncture treatment and you'll need to follow the herbs and it'll be 10 weeks. And I really want you to go on an internet fast for 10 weeks. Can you do that for me, Carolyn? And then she might come in the next week and go, I was reading on the internet that echinacea and golden seal are terrible for autoimmune disease, and that's going to cause a real problem for my chronic fatigue syndrome. So there's no evidence behind this whatsoever. And also, furthermore, echinacea and golden seal, when I studied them with my Native American healer, these were all short-term remedies. You didn't take echinacea for the rest of your life. You took it for 10 days. You didn't take golden seal too long. You took it as long as you had mucous membrane problems. So maybe a month, maybe 2 months. So remember, echinacea and golden seal are short-term remedies. There's some experimental information that says that HIV patients shouldn't take echinacea. You know, we're really talking about taking echinacea for the rest of your life, not taking echinacea for 10 days. So there's really no hardcore evidence that, in general, people with autoimmune diseases shouldn't take echinacea for a short term. Nonetheless, if you don't want to take echinacea and golden seal, we have alternative formulas such as Coldaway. So, okay, this is another really good general question. Health Concerns recommends all herbs on an empty stomach, with very few exceptions, those being some digestive formulas or enzyme formulas. So is it okay to take formulas on a full stomach? Sure, it's okay. It just means it's not efficient. So I tell my clients, sure, it's a free country. You can take your herbs on a full stomach, and you need to take 30% or more of those herbs. If you don't get good results, you may have to take 50% more herbs. So what does that mean? That means that if you're taking two tablets on an empty stomach, it's equal to taking three tablets with meals, or even four tablets with meals. Now, that applies to the mainstream Chinese medicine formulas, TCMs, that we have in the Health Concerns Pharmacopoeia. Certain remedies are actually meant to be taken with meals. Those would be digestive enzymes in some cases. Also, Kyrowin, which is a blood sugar stabilizing formula, can actually be used with meals to help stabilize blood sugar. So really consult your Health Concerns Clinical Handbook as to whether you should use the formula on an empty stomach or with meals. But the most important take-home message is take, whenever possible and whenever it's indicated, take the herbs in between meals, because it's much more efficient. But if the person just can't do it otherwise, then it's okay, you know. But they just might not get the results that they expect. So sometimes, you know, what the patients really need is somebody in the driver's seat. That's why they got in this condition. So you as a practitioner need to really adopt that driver's seat. This is what it will take to get well. You'll need to come in for acupuncture and diagnosis once a week. You'll need to take the herbs. You may need to go on an internet fast. These are all things the patient needs to do. And guess what? This helped me so much, because you know, when I was first starting, I got the results that some of you got. In other words, I helped some people, I didn't help other people. But I realized, well, hey, wait a minute. If a person is staying up all night to watch TV and they're complaining about insomnia and they're not, and they say, well, I can't possibly take the herbs, I keep forgetting, you know, I can't help them because they're not willing to help themselves. So always keep that in mind. You can't want it more than the patients want it. Okay, let's see if we can get to a few more before we call it a day. Let's see. I think really that's about it. We do have some formulas for children. I believe I did a pediatric webinar recently. So for kids, a couple of things. We have a Yin Chao Junior formula, which is in liquid form. All our formulas can be broken in half, and all of our formulas can be broken into quarters if you want. And you can make a tea out of the formulas. So how you make a tea out of the formulas, it's very simple, and that recipe is in the pediatric protocols webinar I did. Namely, you crush the tablets, you add with a coffee grinder is the best way, you add hot water, simmer or just let it sit for 5 minutes, strain through a cheesecloth, drink it up. And that's the best way to do it. The most important thing I can tell you about pediatric protocols and children's formulas is that tinctures and liquid extracts, liquid alcohol extracts and non-alcohol extracts, are very expensive and very inefficient way of taking herbs. So if you really want to get results, you need to use the tablets. And if you have to grind up the tablets, or you have to cut them in half or cut them in quarters, so be it. For kids, I would really recommend using our tablets over bulk herbs or powders. I would make a tea with them if you have to. Better yet, I would cut them in half. And, you know, one of my colleagues is somebody who specializes in Chinese medicine, and he frequently recommends a homeopathy for clients, kids, because the homeopathic remedies seem to work pretty well, and they don't taste lousy. So we have some alcohol-free solutions, like some liquid formulas, like Yin Chao Junior. We have formulas like Interamen that can be broken and put into water and stirred. But I do recommend using tablets over other forms because of cost issues, and also with tinctures, you're just not getting very much of the active constituent. Okay, well, this concludes our workshop today. I want to thank everybody for joining you. Remember that the protocols I've shared with you come out of not only Chinese medicine, but my own research, and that's not only in my own clinic, our affiliated clinics, and also with the mentors that I've apprenticed myself with. One of the things that's unique about health concerns is our unique knowledge of American patients. And we really appreciate your support. So, you know, one of the ways is we're able to do these free webinars is by having practitioners support our line of products as well as our information sources. So we do like you to purchase your products through health concerns whenever possible, and that helps support us do the good work that we're doing. Again, our goal is to be the partner in your practice, and if you do have questions about a patient or a formula or a herbal remedy, please consult our herbal helpline at 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, or by email at herbalist@healthconcerns.com. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you online.